Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Now, Lent begins this day week, I believe. Yes, indeed. So it's an important time on the Christian calendar. And so clerics are gearing up for a very, very busy time of the year. The Reverend Megan Farr, she's down in Cork, and she's come up with a very unusual way to meet her parishioners and anyone else with an interest in philosophy and religion. And she's on the line. Good morning to you, Reverend Megan.
Good morning.
How are
Thanks
you? You're,
for having me.
Oh, it's delighted to have you. It's an unusual way to meet your parishioners. It's in the pub.
It is, yes, yes. Actually, not that unusual where I'm from. Lots of churches do pub theology or theology on tap or look for opportunities to just kind of get out into the community and meet folks.
So you're bringing this American-style pub theology to Cork?
Yeah, I'm a bit overwhelmed by the interest in it and kind of surprised by it. But yeah, so started it last year, mm-hmm. and just as a way of kind of meeting people in places outside of the church. So yeah.
And tell us where in Cork City you go to have your pub sessions.
We usually meet up in St. Luke's Cross at Hengie.
Oh, yes, it's North Cork City.
Yes.
Lovely,
yes.
Victorian style pub.
Yes, it's a beautiful, beautiful place. We love being there just being kind of in the heart of St. Luke's Cross there.
And who are you attracting? Are there curious people? Do you have philosophical conversations or the regular parishioners you would have at church service anyway?
It's sort of a mix. Church parishioners, parents from our parish school, people from the community, friends of parishioners, that sort of thing. Wearing my collar in the pub can always garner a little bit of attention, yeah. Now and then. So people do stop and say, "Are you really a priest?"
And you put them straight. How long have you been in Cork now?
2.5 years.
Oh, right. I see the accent hasn't got in yet, but give it time.
It hasn't. No. Yes.
And where was home originally for you?
Well, I mostly grew up in Florida, but before we came here to Cork, I was serving 4 parishes as a grouping of parishes in northwestern Wisconsin.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wisconsin. So
yes.
That'll be pretty cold in the wintertime. So actually, Cork is mild.
It is. Yes. We always say not as hot as Florida, not as cold as Wisconsin.
Okay. It would have been harder to swap Florida for Cork, surely.
I mean, there are times in Florida when you can get over the heat, believe it or not.
But you had the calling, what's the Church of Ireland here? Obviously, the Anglican Communion equivalent in America is what, the Episcopal.
The Episcopal Church.
Episcopal,
yes.
Church.
I grew up in the Episcopal Church and was ordained in the Episcopal Church.
It's,
yes.
Exactly the same as the Church of Ireland, more or less.
Pretty much, more or less, yes.
It's fascinating. And St. Luke's is a lovely part of the world. I've heard people say it's like Rathmines when they're explaining it to Dublin people, which is your neighbouring parish.
It is, yes. So I am the priest in charge at St. Anne's up in Shandon with, yeah. The bells and the clock. But St. Luke's would be part of the parish.
It's a famous clock, the 4 Liars.
It is, yes. That's us.
Because there are literally 4 clocks and they tell lies.
4 faces, yes. Faces. And they all tell a slightly different time till they get to the hour.
That's the most Cork thing.
We're told it was an intentional design that way, so okay. taking into account the wind speeds.
But look, the pub sessions are going well. When you'll be meeting? You meet every week?
No, we meet on the 4th. Currently, we meet on the 4th Monday of every month.
The 4th Monday. When is the next one?
So it will be the 4th Monday in March. Which I think is the 24th.
Oh, yes, okay, so about a month to go. And
yeah.
You just invite people of all interests, I suppose, in terms of religion?
Yeah, anybody that just has questions, maybe just doesn't feel comfortable in a church, but maybe feels like they're seeking, just having struggles or just wants to know more. Anybody, really. We just kind of keep it a casual environment for people to come and share their stories, ask questions, that sort of thing.
Great. So it's totally social. It's in the pub in Hengie's there in North Cork and St. Luke's, and it sounds like a bit of crack.
It is. It's fun. It is. We have good laughs and we just enjoy our time together for, an hour or two, however long we're there.
So we have the kind of a la carte Catholics, or the Carvery Catholics who choose what we like. And now we have the pub night Protestants. So it's all covered.
I suppose we could call it that, but any and all are welcome.
Very good. Megan Farr, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much, Reverend.
Thank you so much.